From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A University of Miami doctor is advancing stem cell research. He developed a new device that can completely rebuild bone structures. Dr. Robert Marks is the university's chief of oral and maxillofacial surgery. He says the device harvests stem cells from a patient's own bone marrow.
When people lose bone due to cancers or trauma, gunshot wounds, etc., we can rebuild without taking bone from any other part of your body.
Mark says the device safely collects more stem cells compared to other prototypes, and it does not require painful procedures or lengthy hospital stays.
Stem cells are taken out, are replaced within 48 hours, so you're not permanently losing stem cells. Today, I can rebuild nearly a whole jaw with just stem cells and growth factors.
Marks will be presenting his research at the upcoming World Stem Cell Summit in Miami in January. The device will be available to the medical community next year. Two Florida lawmakers have filed bills to make it easier for veterans to get medical marijuana. As Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini tells us, the goal is to make treatments other than opioids more accessible.
Veterans will no longer have to pay for medical marijuana cards if Representative Adam Hattersley and Senator Janet Cruz get their way. The Hillsborough County lawmakers filed bills to waive the fees for the upcoming session in January. Hattersley spent 8 years in the Navy, including a combat tour in Iraq, and says he's seen firsthand the physical and mental trauma military service can cause. That's why he wants to save veterans eligible to use marijuana for treatment some extra money. Patients currently have to register for a medical marijuana card every year and pay $75 each time.
So it's not a huge burden. But any small thing that we can do to help veterans get the treatment they deserve, I think we need to do.
If passed, this would be the first medical marijuana discount offered in the state. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.
The Veterans Administration does allow veterans in its care to use medical marijuana, but it does not cover the treatment, and VA doctors are not allowed to prescribe it. In a county hard hit by last year's Hurricane Michael, two former city officials stand accused in a fraud case tied to hurricane recovery. It's going on in the city of Lynn Haven. The two were indicted yesterday for allegedly processing $5 million in false invoices for Hurricane Michael debris removal. Former city manager Michael White and community services director David Horton were both named in the indictment. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Kuhns says a company called Greenleaf Lawn Care and Erosion Control Specialists was awarded several projects that were never completed.
In fact, the indictment alleges numerous occasions where invoices were submitted for cleanup in amounts of $300,000 to $500,000, falsely claiming trash pickup as early as October 18th of 2018. This continued through months after the hurricane, where significant amounts of money were paid for trash cleanup, despite it was not necessary and not actually performed.
Kuhn says both former Lynn Haven officials named in the indictment received gifts from the contractors, including cleanup on their personal property and a $25,000 trip to Gatlinburg in Tennessee. A Winter Haven state rep is proposing legislation that would limit pets' access to restricted areas. Sam Kilbrew is backing a bill that would require people to provide documentation from a healthcare practitioner in order to have a pet in a restricted area or in order to have a pet fee waived. Kilbrew says people are gaming the system and taking advantage of the clause to get pet fees waived.
By being able to go online, got a list of about 16 or 17 different companies that for $49.95 will issue you a harness and a card. And as most of you know, I've actually registered my Ophelia, my stuffed monkey. So it just shows you how ridiculous this thing is.
Not all property rentals allow pets, but there are exceptions for emotional support animals. The upcoming legislative session begins in January. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.